He would always say, "The 2 years of military service were the worst years of my life." The reason for this was the lack of piety there at the time of the oppressive Shah. Since he was fast and efficient in his work, he was made to be responsible for the kitchen. He narrated the story himself, saying, "It was the holy month of Ramadan. I instructed those in the kitchen to prepare sahri, the morning meal before the fast, for the troops. There were approximately 300 boys. Naji, our commander, came to know about this and gave the order for the boys to gather at the front line. He had brought water with him and forced the boys to drink one by one. Every boy had to break their fast. I had never seen such an infidel in my entire life. I asked Allah, "Oh Lord, if we are supposed to fast for you, what are we to do in this situation? Oh Lord, you yourself punish him." The next day, I gave an order for the kitchen to be cleaned completely. After the kitchen was cleaned, I spilled oil on the kitchen floor. I knew that Naji would come at night to make sure that there was no food prepared for Sahri, and that's exactly what happened. After his inspection, as he made his way towards the door, he slipped on the oil. He slipped so badly that he broke his foot. They had to take him to the hospital, and he was forced to stay there until the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Since then, every night we made food so the guys would have something to eat for Sahri, and as such, they were able to comfortably fast. Oh Lord, if we are supposed to fast for you, what are we to do in this situation? What are we to do in this situation? And as such, we were able to comfortably fast. This was a story from the life of Shaheed Ibrahim Himmat. A young and active youth who gave his all for Allah's sake. And left this world as a shaheed.